learn from the teacher. Exception is, inspiration comes to you. This is what it is. Here you will say, pay attention. You will learn everything from a teacher. Okay, what about the first teacher? It came from somewhere else. Yes?
Although it was hair-splitting in contrivance, no trade was subdued without a master. If knowledge of a trade were from this intellect, any trade would be acquired without a master.
Yep. As simple as that. So, paying attention to this, that we know that you should learn it from your teacher, and your teacher learned it from his teacher, and his teacher learned it from his teacher. I went back 10,000 years ago. That teacher is my teacher. That teacher is a monk to me. Excuse me, but 10,000 years of teaching? Haha! When I teach something to someone, what will happen? I give something to someone. That someone will make that something grow. Then we'll hand it to someone else. That growth in the nature and all this, and these are all the beginning for the main subject, which is the next paragraph. Next paragraph is as simple as this. People, bad is not bad. Bad is good. And this is something that your brain cannot understand it, really. Here, Rumi tries to explain it to you why bad thing is good. Bad is in one special position, in a special time and situation. It's bad. In another position is good. And mainly, don't think about bad or good. Because bad or good is your judgment. Think about khair. Do you remember? We talked about it. The goodness. Not good for something. Where that comes from? We say, that's where good and bad are working together. This is how we could improve. It's a little bit complicated. Pay attention. Yes.
How Kebil learned the trade of grave digging from the crow before knowledge of grave digging and graves existed.
How did you learn to engrave your dead people? In our story, the crow will teach you to do what? It's a very complicated, silly, funny story. What is the first thing that we thought? The basis of humanity was رَبَّنَا إِنَّنَا ظَلَمْنَا أَنفُسَنَا. We did it, I am responsible. That was the first thought over there, right? Second one was the sin. Eating the apple, right? And these are Adam and Eve, and they paid for it. Then what? Next generation. First thing, jealousy. Killing your brother. Why? Exactly the envy you have here. When you look at each other, you think that, I wish I had that intelligence. Because that brain is working better than mine. That's the better wife, actually. We're talking about the woman, this. Okay, this one killed the other one. When you argue, what do? You kill the other one's brain somehow. Yeah, that's what you do. You are impressing someone. Means you argue, blah, 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 to change that brain, to kill it. Okay, the cadaver is here. Then what? we make that a story, a crow will come and we'll do that, we'll do that, to show you that at the very first moment, you don't know what to do. You have to be taught. The first generation, they have to be learned. Not from the parents. Because if they will learn from their parents, this is how cow will learn everything, isn't it? The animals are like that. We are not like that. Culture is out there, right? So the bird will do it. Do you remember the birdie? Which is the thought. Some kind of thinking will arrive at the beginning and will do that magical stuff. Then you learn that, okay, your dead cadaver belongs down there, back to the earth and all that. Here, he will bring it all. Yes.
When was grave digging, which was the meanest trade, from thought and cunning and meditation? If Kabil had possessed this understanding, how should he have placed Hagbil on his head? Saying, where shall I hide this murdered one, this man bestained with blood and earth?
He has killed his brother, but he has it on top of his head. Why? That's the way the standing human being will carry anything, on the top of the head, because this is it. And he's thinking, what shall I do with it? He doesn't know what to do with it. Yes?
He spied a crow which had taken up a dead crow in its mouth and was approaching so quickly. It came down from the air and began skillfully to dig a grave for it for the purpose of teaching. Then with its talons it raised dust from the ground and speedily put the dead crow in the grave. It buried it. Then it covered it with earth. The crow was endowed with knowledge through the inspiration of God. Kabil cried, O fie on my intellect, for a crow is superior to me in skill. Concerning the total intellect, he hath said, the sight did not rove. The partial intellect is looking in every direction.
Means what? All of this. First of all, let's go to the story. In the story, this birdie, this crow, doesn't kill the other one. Appears in the sky and has the cadaver in his mouth. And he's coming here to teach something. And you know, it's impossible. A crow cannot really engrave another one because it doesn't have the instrument. Here we say, yes, with his feet he went digging and did that, and he knew it all because Hap wanted him to know. Means the crow doesn't know what he's doing, but he will do exactly as supposed to. Why? Because we know the crow doesn't have a choice. This crow is not criminal. He didn't kill something. He's here for teaching. Teaching what? The first thing is the killer, Qabil, will say, shame on my aql. My aql is not superior to those crow. This understanding that, yes, your brain works lovely, very good, but it's not better than anyone else. You should understand the shortcoming of your brain. This is the first lesson that is taught to humanity. To understand that your brain doesn't know everything. Even that little bird knows something you don't know. This is the first lesson. Okay, to explain that first lesson goes somewhere else. Somewhere else, which is a very silly game of word in Arab language. The word zaqa has different meanings. Once Muhammad will see something and he will say, oh, it will happen like this. They will say, oh, your eye fooled you somehow. You had this illusion, you saw this fake stuff, and blah, blah, blah. And from the doctor said, no, no, no. Maza al basar. His eye didn't do that silly stuff. He was given a new vision. The playing with this is a game in when they want to talk about the vision, they have to go through that blur dimension of vision, which we don't know in inspiration, that vision, how it comes and blah, blah. Here, you say, you know what? There is this. This Aql has a shortcoming of seeing illusion and believing illusions. But at the same time, there are exceptional people that they could have that vision and they are not illuded. Yes?
The intellect whose sight does not rove is the light of the elect. The crow elect is the sexton for the dead. The spirit that flies after crows, the crow carries it towards the graveyard. Beware, do not run in pursuit of the crow-like fleshly soul, for it carries to the graveyard, not towards the orchard.
Yeah, here are playing with the words that was first started with mazak and zak. Zak means crow, mazak means not crow. It is not that bad stuff and blah, 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 blah. And bab means garden. Zab, bab, mazab. Playing with all the words to say what? To say that, remember, we told you, there are two different of apple. The first one is the small one, is this one, which belongs to this. This one, we learn, yes, but it could be taught. It's not the teacher. It's not the first one. It's the secondary one. The other one, which is exceptional, which brings that vision to exceptional people, that is the real teacher here. Yes?
If you go, go in pursuit of the Anka of the heart, towards the Kaf and farther mosque of the heart.
Means what? Blah, 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 blah. Really? What was all that? First of all, you don't know what Anka is. Anga is another name for that big, enormous birdie which will fly to the sky and will reproduce itself by being burned by the sun, and is at the top of the toppest mountain, and his teacher said that is 30 birds which tried and arrived over there. So that birdie is 30 bird. That phoenix is Anga. Okay? But it's not phoenix. It's more than that. It's that 30 birds as well, and arriving at the top, and the intellectual achievement and all that. Then he goes to Qaf. Qaf, I told you what it means. Do you remember Qaf? Anyone? Should I do it again? Qaf in Arab language is this. Unlimited spiral that goes to eternity. That's what it is. So the words beginning with that are eternal. The top is Qulle, the bottom is Qar. The top of the mountain and bottom of the ocean. Right? Then there is this mountain, we call it Qaf, means the biggest, the eternal. That's the mountain that at the top of it there is this special bird, a special thought that should be found. That's the Qaf. Then it comes to the mosque, but here he's playing with it. The mosque, we talked about it, Masjid al-Aqsa, means the final, the last possible mosque of the heart. Here you see, listen. If you want to look for something, if you're searching for something, go for that big thought of the heart, which is at the top of the mountain and